spots in now on draft day. Because after today and after this weekend, a little bit different. It's going to hit a little bit different. And so we are here. It is NFL Draft 2024. Detroit is on the clock. I'm Dennis Fithian in for Matt Shepard. BZ is here. Ben Zost producing. It's X's and Bros, the Michigan Sports Network. Oh, look, we've got an open line available for you, and we're talking about the draft. That's what's on tap. If you have a Lions prediction, or if you have a thought on who they will draft, what you don't want to happen, those are the questions that I have for you to jump on in. If there's something else regarding the draft that you want to go to anywhere, I'm open for what you have out there. And if it's even something not draft, go ahead. Grab a line, 866-838-4843. That's the buyer hotline, 866-838-4843. We have some text we're going to get to in a moment. You can get involved there by texting Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. That's easy enough. Who will the Lions draft? Your prediction. What don't you want to happen? What don't you want to see happen? Now, I think the Lions are going to end up, my prediction, with Iowa's Cooper DeJean. He's going to have to fall a little bit, or the Lions are going to have to move up a little bit. Either could happen. Brad Holmes moved back last year. He moved up the year before. I could see it. He's in my sights. He's versatile. He's a chess piece. Draft lingo. And that's who I want to see. Now, yesterday, we were asking for predictions and who the people wanted to see. And it was a lot of defensive ends. The two Robinsons, Chop from Penn State, had a few different votes. Latu, the defensive end from UCLA. Mike Sainristil, who wore number 0 at Michigan, the converted nickel. He would also fall under the category as a chess piece. Those were some of the predictions. And as far as what you don't want to see happen, like, I don't want to see J.J. McCarthy go to the Minnesota Vikings. This draft has the most intrigue of any draft ever because of the quarterbacks. And it does go back to 1983, where you had the Hall of Famers, Elway, Kelly, and Marino. And then you had the bus of Blackledge, Eason. Was Ken O'Brien, the Jets selection, in there? And you think about the memorable drafts over the years, just taking a step back, just a few years ago, Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be the most sure thing since Andrew Luck, and he's been all right. But it's not like he's a 100% sure thing right now. Zach Wilson, an absolute bust. You know, he's with the Broncos now. So's the number 3 pick of the 2021 draft, Trey Lance. So the first 3 quarterbacks that came off the board were all like, woo! Wilson and Trey Lance, you could put those guys down. If we were running the biggest bust of all time, you could just lead off with those guys. And oh yeah, Justin Fields was selected in the top 10. And Mac Jones, who's no longer, none of these guys are with their teams anymore. Mac Jones isn't around. Fields is in Pittsburgh. Lance is in Dallas. And Wilson is with the Broncos. Show you how sure of the thing when you talk about these QBs, these teams are going to reach for them. They're going to do it tonight. I was always fascinated by the 2018 draft where you had, let's see, 5 quarterbacks go. But I did not think Baker Mayfield, that would not have been my pick, but he was the pick. But I have to admit it, my pick would have been Sam Darnold. And even worse, I thought that Josh Rosen, if Darnold was selected, I would have picked Josh Rosen. Those guys were busts. Now, Josh Allen, who played at Wyoming, I didn't have a feel for him. Strong arm quarterback out of Wyoming. I mean, who watched him? I watched Dan Orlovsky, who wasn't with ESPN yet, and Dan Orlovsky was adamant that Josh Allen just couldn't read a defense. That Josh Allen couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. That this guy, and he had all of the videos that he was putting out there, and I thought, if Dan Orlovsky knows anything, and he played in the league, whatever, I'm going to ride with Dan Orlovsky on this one. Josh Allen will be a bust. And then everyone bypassed Lamar Jackson, who fell to 32. And look at that. He's a two-time MVP. So those are how things are working. And as I look at this draft from Williams to Daniels and May, I think Drake May has the highest bust potential as we take a look at it. And these first two QBs, I feel more comfortable with Jaden Daniels being with the Commanders. It's just a nice fit. If I'm the Washington Commanders, that's an easy pick for me. Boom. The Bears, I think, have already screwed this up. And the Bears historically screw things up. The Bears don't know what they're doing with quarterbacks. Yeah, they had Jim McMahon for a year or two. Who else have the Bears ever had under center? Sid Luckman? I know the Chicago Bears screwed it up when and I think every NFL draft analyst has screwed this up when they were like, oh, yeah, you just got to get rid of Fields if you're going to take Caleb Williams. Now, I don't know if the Bears went to Caleb Williams and said, hey, Caleb, we're going to give you the moon and stars. You're our guy. We love you. Here's our plan. We're going to use the Patrick Mahomes plan. Patrick Mahomes went to the Chiefs when they had Alex Smith, and they sat him for a year. And then Patrick Mahomes took over. And Mahomes was good with that. It was a first-round pick. Alex Smith, a former number one pick. And it worked out fabulously. Smith helped Mahomes. The rest is history. Let's go with a proven blueprint. We'll let you compete with Justin Fields, but we want you to be open to the idea that you might not start the season. That you could if you win the job outright, but also you could sit for an entire year. That's not the worst thing in the world. Now, I don't know if Williams camp, who I'd take a shot at saying they didn't like that, you know, the dad, who knows, wanted a piece of the franchise that he was going to already. So maybe they were like, we want everybody to paint their fingernails pink, and we want to start from the get-go. So I already don't like what's going on with Chicago. And Fields, to give him away for nothing, as essentially they did, by getting just a sixth-round conditional pick for him, that's like one of the stupidest moves I've ever seen. And I have not heard one of these analysts, they were all like, oh, yeah, you got to get rid of him. You can't have two alphas. Yes, you can! Sorry. You just had it play out in Kansas City like that. If Fields was going to be a sourpuss, then you know what? Bench his ass and fine him. But I tell Fields, go out there. You can make it with Chicago, take us to the playoffs in year one. We're getting a first or second round pick for you. So they've already botched it. And that's just the Chicago Bears. And look, they're in the Lions division, so good. As we talk about the NFL draft with you, 866-838-4843, that's the number to join us and enjoy hearing from you. We're getting some of those texts. We'll read those coming up straight ahead. You can join us by texting Sports Radio to 21000. I'm Dennis Fithian on X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
X's and Bros. Michigan Sports Network. Dennis Fithian in for Matt Shepard. Taking your calls on this NFL Draft Day 2024 in Detroit. Yes, we have made it. We are here. We are talking about it with you at 866-838-4843. That's the Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. We're looking for your Lions prediction on what they will do, what you don't want to see happen in this draft tonight. Anything else that you want to look at? You can also use the text Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. That is the way you get it done. Ben Zost is the producer. He is looking at the text. Let's get a feel for where the people are at via text, Ben.
Yeah, this one says, Dennis, speaking of sitting QBs, what are your thoughts on Hooker and his future with the Lions?
Well, we don't know about Hooker, do we, Ben? We know that he can really fire it down the field, but we haven't seen him. He had the knee injury, and we don't know. I don't know if the Lions have a feel for him, with him just rehabbing, coming back from injury. And so thinking about that he could be the heir apparent to Jared Goff, I don't know if they know what they have with Hooker right now. So I got to see him. We got to see something. Nice prospect. Is there a chance that he could take over for Jared Goff? And there is, but I would say it's a small chance. But we'll know a little bit. Can we see him in the exhibition season to see, you know, if he looks like that player that he was at Tennessee? Got a great arm. Can move around. A lot of nice things. Fell in the draft a little bit because of the injury concerns. But, you know, so you're not ruling him out. I just look at him as, kind of a wild card that, you know, how many times you're going to be able to get a guy like that where you think about he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Not too often, but hey, because Brad Holmes picked him, you feel like, oh, maybe they're in with a chance there. But yeah, this thing, you know, going back, Ben, just for a second, I asked in the first hour just where the Lions playoff window is at. It is open with Jared Goff as their quarterback. Goff at 29 years old, I would say for 5 years. I think Jared Goff's going to be the Lions quarterback at least for the next 2 or 3 years. He'll get his deal for 5 years, and hopefully it is 5 years. And that means he's playing well. But 2 or 3 years, and then – if Holmes could continue to do what he's doing, I'd say work magic, but magic is 1 year. 2 years, you say, okay, well, you know, there's 3 years is a trend. He's a trend. It's a trend at Holmes being good at drafting and trading and working the draft. So as long as Holmes continues to draft well and golf over the next 2 or 3 years, and we'll see on Hooker. You got a shot with him, but I got to see him out there to get a feel for what he looks like in the Honolulu blue and silver. Any other texts?
Yeah, this one says, I want Mike Sainristil still with pick 29. Infuse some more Michigan into the lineup. He's a hard worker and will do whatever for the team.
Well, he is an outstanding player, and he was a great player for Michigan in that he moved over from wide receiver and immediately was an impact on Michigan's defense as a nickel. And that doesn't happen very often. You'd think, hey, technique-wise, you know, it's going to take him. Nah, it wasn't. He hit the ground running on the defensive side. And then in his senior year, he took off and was even better. And Sainristil is one of those guys. Any team is going to like having him in their lineup because of how he plays the game. And how you quantify being a playmaker, I mean, you make big plays at big games. He did it all throughout his Michigan career, especially in the championship season a year ago. Sainristil always coming up with a big pick, and a return for a touchdown, a fumble return. He's a good tackler. Lions could do worse than taking Sainristil at 29. He's going to be there. He's one of those guys you think about, oh, if he's in the second, a team's going to get a real nice player if they take him in the second round. First round, it seems to be, is he a good enough player to be in the first round? At the end of the first round, that might be where Brad Holmes thinks about, let me get a couple other picks and drop back five if he's got six players that he's looking at and saying, I like any of those. And I can see Sainristil being in like one of those. You're sitting there at 29. You've got a list of 10 guys that you're like, we like any of these guys at 29. That's where Holmes might pick up the phone if it's not ringing. Of course, if it's ringing, he's going to say, come on up. If it's not ringing, he might call and say, hey, you want to come up here? Let's say Bo Nix is still in the mix. Brad Holmes might tell the team, hey, you get an extra year out of him because of the first round pick. Maybe you want to come up here to 29. However it goes, you know, they got that 10 minutes to move and shake. I'm always good with some text, a Hooker text and a Sainristil text. I'm looking at Twitter, and here is a tweet from FTP. That's Freddy the Pizza Man. He texts six things he wants to see left in this decade. So he's not talking about the draft in particular, but he's got six things that he wants to see left in this decade. So we're 2024 before 2030. Well, seems wild. All right, here's what he says he wants to see happen. Lions win 2 Super Bowls. Wow. You know, I'm focusing in on one. I haven't thought about multiple, but okay. Things to happen. He's just declaring it. That would be great. He wants to see the Tigers win a World Series. It's been 40 years. Okay, I'm with you on that. He wants to see the Red Wings win a Stanley Cup. I'm ready for just the Red Wings to get into the playoffs. Cabrera to get into the Hall of Fame. Well, he retired last year, first ballot Hall of Famer. I think that gets done. He wants to see Sweet Lou Whitaker get into the Hall of Fame. That could happen. Get the Veterans Committee looking in the analytics, looking at the war, and he sticks out like a sore thumb in a good way that he's not in. Pistons win 42 games. So a little comedy in there from the Pizza Man. You know, I was thinking about it. It was Kagan who called in from KZOO. And Kagan said, I was thinking, who's got it better than Kagan? Kagan was like, started off his call, I'm heading down to the draft. So already, I'm thinking, nobody's got it better than this guy. And then he's talking about he was going with a bachelor party to the draft. What a plan that is. My mind started racing. Party bus. Draft. Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Detroit. Now, it just reminded me because I looked at this tweet about the Red Wings winning a Stanley Cup over the next 6 years. If the Red Wings, we all wanted to see them get into the playoffs this year, just think about this weekend. The Tigers are off tonight, but they are in action hosting the Royals about tomorrow and Saturday. So if you had the party bus for the bachelor party, you had a room downtown, you had the Red Wings in a playoff game, you had the Tigers playing. I mean, like, this really could have been. Now, okay, the Red Wings aren't it. So, I mean, that's just a dream scenario that did not happen. The Tigers are there. They're above 500. The draft is going on. You might have that party bus. You might have that hotel room. Can you have it at the casino? You know, one time I had a friend who got bumped up to the top floor at one of the casinos. And this was something straight out of the Hangover. I went up to see him. You know, on the elevator, you have to have the VIP, you know, the guy where, but it was right out of the Hangover. I can't, whoever's in that suite for these next 3 days, they did some planning or just have unlimited funds, maybe both. That's the way to do it. Nobody's got it better than that guy. Top floor. Hangover suite at one of the casinos for 3 days. Maybe some Tiger tickets in their back pocket for Saturday. Let's go to the phones at 866-838-4843. Here is Freddie in Melvindale here on X's and Bros. Is that right, Freddie?
Yes. Full disclosure, I mistyped. It should have been 24 wins, not 42 wins.
Oh, full disclosure on the Pistons.
Well, hey, that's actually... when they trade for Joel Embiid or Devin Hooker after these playoffs, after the Suns or Sixers get swept and the Pistons land that number one pick in the lottery, you might change your mind.
Well, I'll tell you, Dennis, that wasn't the point of my call, but I liked your Joel Embiid idea. I actually was thinking about that the other couple weeks ago, kind of just watching a basketball game. I said, you know what? I bet you they're tired of him in Philly. They're going to start throwing snowballs at him pretty soon. So I said, why not bring him to Detroit and see what could happen? Who knows? I mean, hey, listen, I'm the guy that was calling the old host here. Go get John Morant. You know, you think Memphis still wants to keep him? I would take a chance with John Morant. I mean, the guy's a star. They need a star. You never know. I don't know. But
no, Freddie, like I'll take a chance if those guys – have committed, like if you talk to John Morant, he's like, yeah, I want to put all this behind me. I'm not waving any guns. I'm walking the straight and narrow. If Embiid's like, yeah, I know the health situation. I've got to lose weight. I mean, those are the starters for even thinking about, you know, putting together some treasure trove to then take the gamble with those guys. But yeah, what else are you looking at?
So I want to talk about Jared Goff, the NFL draft, but you know, I want to bring up a couple of draft stories. You brought up the 83 draft. I don't know if you read my text, but I mean, we're old enough to remember only the Lions draft a fullback in the first round. And it happened in 1983 for guys that are now old enough and gals. They drafted James Jones, a fullback, over Dan Marino and Jim Kelly. only the Detroit Lions can do something like that, right? Dennis?
James Jones out of Florida, I think, right? That's Ben's team.
Absolutely. And then him and Billy Sims were supposed to be a combo for many years, and then Billy Sims got hurt the next year, and that was my other draft story. Monday, I was with Lomas Brown, and I sat with him. I looked at him. I said, Lomas, you know, you've become an icon in this town. You've been here since 85. I said, have you ever sat down and realized that the only reason you're here is because Billy Sims got hurt? And again, Dennis, you and I are old enough to remember Billy Sims in Minnesota when he got hurt. They won like three games the rest of the year. If it wasn't for Billy Sims getting hurt, Lomas Brown wouldn't have been a Lion. He wouldn't have been picked at six. The Lions probably would have been picking 15th. And look at Lomas Brown. He's an icon in this town. It's just crazy how things work out, you know, with the draft. And you just never know. Now we're into the draft here. And, you know, full disclosure, I like Jared Goff. I think he's a good dude. I think he needs, personally, I think he needs thicker skin. If you really look into his interviews, he seems to dwell on the negative a lot. What people are saying, what they're not saying. I noticed that about him. But I think he's a good dude. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. But, you know, I think it's time to shoot for the stars for a quarterback in this town. And with Jared Goff, you know, do you think that the Lions have, I mean, knowing Brett yes. Holmes and Dan Campbell, how do you think they've approached him already and they know what he wants, or they've asked him, let's not sign a contract yet because pick 29 could be a team wanting a quarterback that slips and we can get some trade value for that. You think that could be happening behind the scenes?
Well, I know that they have at least approached it. And like it, you and I could sit around and just look at the numbers of what Mahomes has and look at other of the top five quarterbacks, and we could come up with whether he wants 45 or 50 in a 5-year, you know, deal with the guaranteed money. We could get pretty close to being in the ballpark, Freddie, but whether he has rabbit ears or whether the, you know, Holmes and Campbell are talking a little bit too much about, you know, the past and, you know, getting at the media or the fans or anything else. The biggest thing is that these guys go out and continue to do what they've been doing, and that is picking quality players in the draft. And then, you know, Goff, you know, you're going to get interviewed and you're going to, like, everything is under the microscope. So every single thing that you say, I don't want them to be bland. I don't want them to just be like, we're just taking this one game at a time. We'd love to. I want a little bit of the personality. So I don't agree with where you're at there, that he's got a little bit too much rabbit ears and everything else. Like, say some things. His play is what is going to be important to me. Not all the other stuff. Now, you can say things that could be crazy. It's the same thing with Holmes. I mean, if he would have asked me when he was going up to the podium, like, you know, pulling out the receipts and talking about the media, I would say, look, a rule of thumb, Brad, you know, you're doing a great job in the draft, but let all those media members do whatever they want. You don't even know what they're trying to do with whether it's getting calls or whether, you know, their approach is just going to be negative because they've been that way and that's their job. Leave those guys alone. Rule of thumb. Don't, you know, stay away from the media that way. But, you know, hey, these guys are human and you know, Holmes is probably listening to too much talk shows and reading too many, you know, Detroit papers if he's over there firing, you know, back and stuff like that. So I don't think they need to do that. Just like I don't think Dan Campbell, Freddie, when he was like, hey, if you're not riding with us, we don't want you. It's like, yeah, hey, I get you, but, you know, don't talk to the fans like that either.
I don't think that stuff should come out after you finally win a division and you win a playoff game or two. I think that stuff should come out before. But anyways, you know, I root for the team, and if Jared Goff is the winning quarterback for the Super Bowl, that's great. I'll pull him for him. I think he's a good dude. I just think they could do better at quarterback. I just think I go back to the Green Bay Packers. They always draft the quarterbacks. They're always getting better. I'm always the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, the New England Patriots. They're always drafting quarterbacks, and when you lose the best one, now you can't win. And whatever happens today, I think it's going to be a good thing. It's a good thing for Detroit. I think the Lions are going to put themselves in a really good position to draft the best available, the guy that's going to help them for the next 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and whoever they may be. I'm looking forward to it, Dennis. It's going to be a fun.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Freddie. You know, your point, I think we agree on that part. Like, there's been close to 60 Super Bowls. If we look at all the winners, there's only so many Trent Dilfers that you have, you know, quarterbacks where you surround, you have the team and you surround the quarterback. It's mostly the Hall of Fame QBs, the premium QBs. That's a lot easier. Now, that's also easier said than done. Well, the Lions don't have one of those guys, so they're going the route of the Dilfer, where they're not going to have the Joe Flacco route, the Ravens route. Put everything around them and do it. That's more difficult than having the Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana type situations where you got the quarterback and you can get it done that way. Good call. I want to hear more from you. Coming up next, we will talk with Matt Derry from Locked On Lions. Get his thoughts on what the Lions are going to do today and about Goff and about those extensions and the window. We'll do all of that at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.